Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just getting into my safe place here. Yes, you. You are in my safe place. On your chest, wrapped around your body. Your arms wrapped around mine. This is where I feel secure and happy. I love the way you hold me. No. And the way you kiss the top of my head. Stroke my hair. Sometimes I just need it. You know, I need to feel safe right now. We both do. You always feel safe with me. Really? I love that. I'm glad we chose to do this together. This self-isolation madness. Couldn't imagine not being with you during all of this. What we're dealing with, this time with you, I'm realizing it's exactly what I need. In a really sort of indirect kind of way. Yeah, it's feeling like almost like a reset rather than a panic, if you will. Explain more. Well, at first it was just like the feeling of being in a holding pattern, you know, just checking the news, getting the latest updates, statuses, trying to plan ahead. And then I kind of started to break away from all of that. Not lose interest as much as just wanting to think about other things, explore other things, and reach out to friends and family I've not been able to connect with besides mails and texts. Here and there, you know. Read a bit more. Write a bit more. Meditate more. Clean my house. Organize. Expanding my sad cooking skills. Just, I guess, the irony is just like, I feel like I'm just living life, really. Nothing extraordinary, but rather simple things that just bring me joy. I guess that might sound a little bit selfish right now. I don't mean for it to. I don't know. Perhaps it's as simple as self-coping, but with the intention of bettering myself. Doing the things I always say there's just no time for. Does that make sense? Or do I just sound like an arse? Oh, good. No, I am definitely a little bit scared. And I do feel moments of panic. I think when I watch too much news or I scan the headlines on my phone all at one time, you know, then this weight on my chest, this darkness that starts gripping at me. But that's choosing to allow that to happen, I think, you know. Or, well, it's not really the right way to put it. It's giving away my power and my self-control. The parameters of what we need to do have clearly been stated. What we don't know is when it's going to end, but we know what we have to work with. And I've kind of grown up with the idea of always working with what you got. You know, I didn't really have a choice there. So it's a feeling I'm quite comfortable with. And once I learned to think in a way that was do with what I have rather than focus on what I don't, life got a little bit easier. Not always, not immediately. It definitely took some time to learn it, but for the most part, yeah. I learned to almost approach it as a challenge. Being that I'm competitive, I am a little bit, yeah, about certain things. But it forces you to look at things from different perspectives to find success. So with quarantining, this is just scope of things I can't hardly grasp. None of us can. But you try to find your realm of success and happiness. I guess. I don't know. Oh God, I'm just rambling here. I'm not even sure this makes any sense now. How did I go from talking about being wrapped around you in my safe place to whatever all that was? Thinking out loud. Yeah, you're right. I don't know what my point was. Maybe just realizing it's okay. More than okay to not be gripped by fear right now. To be free to focus on other things. And stay at home as much as you can. Wash your damn hands. And don't be ignorant to yourself and anyone around you. Don't be the problem, you know. A lot of people aren't really getting that, I don't think. Yeah, you see a lot of people out, surprisingly. But it's a chance to, you know, learn something new. Take a nap, work out, get on YouTube and learn to play guitar or paint or a new language or, I don't know, whatever. I actually came across this poem a couple of days ago. I did, and it really resonated. It goes, "You must hold your quiet center, where you do what only you can do. If others call you a maniac or a fool, just let them wag their tongues. If some praise your perseverance, don't feel too happy about it. Only solitude is a lasting friend. You must hold your distance center. Don't move even if earth and heaven quake. If others think you are insignificant, that's because you haven't held on long enough. As long as you stay put year after year, eventually you will find a world beginning to revolve around you." And that's my point, that we have the power to create our own world to protect us in all of this, or we can let it take us over for the worst. That's it. That was my point. And I just chose a very, very long-winded way to make it. I'm so sorry. Let's get back to this. This perfect you. Curled up together in our own little world of blankets and snuggles. Oh, and kisses. Absolutely. So warm, so calm. Just lovely. Is this good? Am I squishing you? Not hardly. All right. Thank you for putting up with my ramble. I adore you.